The FCC rolls out national 10-digit dialing on all calls. You won't believe what happened or what wiped out internet for an entire village. The chip manufacturing shortage delays MacBook production and internet trollers adding malicious content to web forums. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, episode 39. I'm Aaron Moss, your vaccinated host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KBUI 1030 The Voice. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. Our open lines, 520-720-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We have a great show for you today. Joining us again in studio, David from the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello, I'm back. I'm your half-vaccinated co-host.
I'm half-vaccinated too. Hope everyone is doing safe out there. And as today, David is our co-host, and I've given him exclusive power to say anything at any time during the show. So I have no idea what you're going to be saying, and it's just going to be pretty interesting. We'll see.
That's where the fun part comes from.
Here's some things with our tech news stories this week in communication. You may have heard on KOLD that we might have to get used to dialing 520 area code due to the FCC centralizing many emergency services such as N11s. So when we say N11s, or you see that term N11, that's your 911, your 411, your 311, 711. By the way, there's lots of services that are out there that use some number followed by 11. Okay. So they're out there. Have you ever called anything else outside of 911?
911's been the only one. I haven't even done 411, although that's one I'm aware of. But yeah, what others are there?
Well, a lot of kids are not even aware of what 4111 is. That's information. So if you need a phone number for some, you know, these days, if we need a phone number for something,
you Google it.
You Google it. Right. So Google has kind of replaced 411, but 411 is still out there. Okay, there's a local 411, and then there is there's also, I believe, there's a national 411 service, but I don't think that the national 411 is official. I've seen a couple of commercials for it back in the day, but there basically there used to be a phone number, or there still is a phone number, that if you don't have access to the internet and you only have a phone connection, you can just dial 411 for information. Then there's 711 and 611. Then there's community information. So, and all of these numbers, they actually have their own websites too.
Okay.
So there's actually a 211 Arizona.org.
Gotcha.
And that's a website that's based on the 211, you know, system. So what the FCC was doing, that in particular, the three-digit number 988. 988 is going to be the suicide and mental health crisis hotline. And the national hotline number was and still is 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. And that is the number where you can get a live person for if you're having any type of crisis, suicide or mental or otherwise. That's the number that you call. Now, they were trying to find a way to make access to that number more easier.
Right.
So they've settled on 988 for many, many reasons. This was a extremely long discussion with authorities had with the FCC. But what it all boils down to is they want a national three-digit number for people to call in these crises. And it's turning out to be 988. But here's the problem. What if someone has a phone number that starts with 988?
Right. Then you can't dial it seven digits anymore, because if you start dialing, you'll end up at the suicide hotline.
Right. So what'll end up happening is your calls are going to end up at the suicide hotline.
which could be awkward if you're just trying to call your neighbor for their pie recipe.
Yes, that. Now, you're not, obviously, if this were the case, if the lines ever got crossed, you would not receive, you know, if you had a 988 phone number,
right,
you would not receive phone calls for people in crisis. But the other way around, the crisis
right.
center would start receiving your calls. So what they've done to alleviate that situation, the FCC decided to make it a requirement that all phone systems within the United States to operate on a 10-digit dialing. And that actually starts, in April 24th, according to the white paper, but I was actually making a phone call earlier today. There was a woman that I was trying, that I was calling today, this morning. I had her programmed into my phone as a 7-digit number, and normally it would work, but today it didn't.
Oh, gotcha.
I actually had to dial the 520 area code today to make that phone call go through.
So some of that's rolling out early, you think?
It must be, but the white paper said something about April 24th was the time that it would start. But I'm not so sure if that was like a national paper. Okay. So it was something that would have affected everybody. But, they're saying maybe by the 24th or April 24th, and maybe this has already started already,
right,
that, we're going to have to start dialing these 10-digit codes. Now, it's fine if you're the one that's dialing. Okay. But what about all of these phone numbers that are automatic? Let's say like your security system.
Right.
Okay, somebody breaks into your house, and now your security system is dialing this 7-digit number.
That just won't connect ever, and so...
Right, so...
So that basically it's a real good time to be a robber,
okay,
what you're saying.
Right. So we have something here. Now, it says in this paper that we have here, it's starting October 24th, Tucson residents will have to start using a 10-digit number making dialing calls. But this information that was written, I'm starting to see that we're actually starting to have to start dialing 10-digit numbers
right,
almost immediately. So it's probably a good idea to make sure that you don't have any auto-dialing. So anything in like a phone book or anything that auto-dials, fax machine, security system, you know, things like that. Anything that that has some sort of auto-dialing, you know, feature needs
time
to
go through and update everything.
Yep. And you know what? That's what happens. That's what happens when you have to update your technologies. So.
Well, we technically IPv6 is in place and we still haven't figured that out. So.
True. As a matter of fact, that's a whole other discussion. I was actually going to do that maybe another bit on that, but, what he's talking about is, IP addresses. So, you know, like your 169.53.4.2, you know,
right,
those numbers. Well, those have limits.
Yeah.
The folks that put that together, they had no idea that that your toaster, your refrigerator, your watch, your headphones would all have IP addresses. And so they're running out of numbers as far as that. So that's we're going to be switching over to IPv6 and even doing something based on MAC address.
Right.
So that's where the future is. At least on this planet. When we go to Mars, you know.
Oh, well, they can use IPv4 because they don't have as many devices.
Right. They can start that whole thing over. But next up on the news here, 6 months ago in, I'm going to pronounce it Aberhausen.
Probably
which
something
is,
like that.
Which is a small village in the country of Wales. For quite some time, they had they were experiencing dropouts of their broadband internet at exactly 7 a.m., every morning for about an 18-month period. So what do you think that was? So every morning, exactly at 7 a.m., like clockwork,
that is
internet drops.
Yeah, that for an entire village, that's insane. I couldn't even begin to imagine what would cause that. But
well, now, this is actually kind of funny because the internet company that was out there, this is broadband internet. So this is not cable internet, or fiber optic internet.
Right.
This is just old school broadband. That actually kind of sounds funny. Old school broadband,
but it's copper lines.
Yes, exactly. So, What they did was they started replacing lines. They started doing all kinds of testing and all kinds of this, that, and the other, replacing routers, replacing. They spent a ton of money trying to figure out what this was. So as a final resort, the local internet company there hired a crack squad of experts from around the UK to do one final test to see if the fault was being caused by a phenomenon known as SHINE, S-H-I-N-E, which stands for Single High-Level Impulse Noise. So that happens when an interference is generated as a burst of noise. This is electronic noise, such as when a device is powered on or off. By using a device called a spectrum analyzer, the team walked up and down the village, and it just happened to be raining that day. So they were walking up and down at 6 a.m. to see if they can find this electrical noise that happens at exactly 7 a.m. And just like clockwork, at 7 a.m., it happened. The device picked up a large burst of electrical interference in the village. Now, what do you think was the source of this electrical?
I'm going to go with the world's oldest microwave.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. That's a very, very good guess, because not sure if you're aware, but a microwave oven has that grid on it, and it's supposed to block microwaves from exiting, or it's supposed to concentrate all of the microwaves inside of itself.
But I've definitely seen where somebody uses that in the break room and the whole office goes down.
Yes, exactly.
I'm very familiar with that phenomena.
Yes, so something like that. But what it was there was a very old man in a very old house with a very old tube TV. An old TV set.
Right.
And every morning he gets up out of bed and he turns on the TV. And that action of turning on that TV wiped out the entire village of its internet. Now, obviously, they approached the old man. Obviously, he was unaware that he was causing this big problem.
Well, of course.
And I'm not sure. I think the village should buy him a new TV.
That makes sense. Get him a big old plasma something, and won't be a problem anymore.
Hopefully, he won't lose the remote. You know, maybe he's just so used to just pushing the button.
That is the danger. Well, even the new TVs have buttons because they know we're only human.
Right. So if you are having trouble with your internet service inside your house and you have a really, really old tube TV,
that might be why.
That might be the reason why. I remember as a child, if I ever dropped anything behind our tube TV in our house and I had to go behind it, even when the TV was off, I can feel like the energy like coming off the back of the TV. So there's all kinds of, you know, microbursts and all kinds of things that happen in there. So, hey. But, you know, this even goes back even to the days even that are affected today, that when you go into a hospital, you have to turn off, you know. It used to be that you would have to turn off all your electronic devices when you walk into a hospital. There would be signs, shut off your phone, shut off pagers, things like that. Even today, when you get on a flight, you have to shut off all your electronics.
They've got the companies that make the electronics have gotten stricter with not letting out as much radiation and signals, but it's definitely – you wouldn't want to risk a plane flight on what the current standards are.
You want a nice clear connection between your pilot and the tower.
Amen.
You don't want that to happen. Okay. Well, in this part of the program, we just wanted to talk a little bit about something that happens about a new way. And this was reported by PC Magazine this week about another malicious way that content can creep into your computer. And it's through web forums. And we know that there's maybe a lot of people out there that may have their own website. If you have a website, usually there's a contact tab on there, and that usually brings you to a web form. Now, that web form usually has a section for a message. So you type out your message. But what people are doing is they're putting in malicious code into that message, okay, and it appears a certain way on the other end. Sometimes it can appear as a link, hoping that the operator of that website
will click on it.
Will click on this link, or saying that they have a complaint, or they'll make a message in such a way that would make the owner of that website want to click that link.
Exactly.
And now they've got getting you. But that's just one of these other ways that the way that stuff gets into your computer. Not to mention Google shared files. If you share a Google file with somebody, okay, it just appears in their Google account,
right?
Whether they're aware of it or not, it just appears there. Okay, and the same thing is also true when you're using apps such as WhatsApp. Like if I were to send you a WhatsApp video and you hit play, it doesn't play. It will play within the app, but it's also downloaded it
right
into your into your folder. So you have to be careful, you know, when you make sure, you know, even if somebody sends you a cute little video or something, you got to make sure there's got to be something in place where you're not putting yourself in danger by some of these malicious things.
Absolutely.
Up next on the Computer Doctor Online Protection 101, our open lines, 520-790-2040, for any questions on that part. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439. Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson. Because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. The month of April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. It is a Arizona statewide law effective January 1st, 2021, making having a mobile device even just in your hand against the law. So, phones down, eyes up, just drive. And most cars have a radio, so make good use of it. Notable tech anniversaries this week. Today is April 10th, 2021. The first cell phone was released by Motorola on April 3rd, 1973. Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen April 4th, 1975. And symbolic birth of the Internet occurred April 7th, 1969, making the Internet 52 years old.
That's
this
fantastic.
Week.
Fantastic. And I'm guessing the day after that, the first troll was invented.
well, actually, it may, you know, the troll, because, you know, we were just talking about this during the break. The first internet page, I guess you can say, it's not even a website. It was basically just a document with an RFC, which means for request for comment.
Right.
And one person made the document and somebody else commented on it. Okay, and because of the sharing of that document, that was one of the significant things of the Internet. Now, by the way, there was no address, no URL, no www, because those later items would come some 20 years later. but it's still very interesting.
Yeah.
Before we get into our next segment, David, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we just had a wonderfully successful fundraiser for Arizona Gives Day on Tuesday. We had a special show that night, and we raised almost $5,000, which is all going to go towards new health and safety things that we're working on for the theater to make sure when our audience is able to come back that they are as safe and healthy as possible. And we've got two shows tonight on Zoom as usual. There's our Family Friendly at 7:30 and our 9 o'clock Uncensored for those of you who like your improv with a little bit more swearing in adult situations. Yeah. And those, of course, go to unscrewedtheater.org and check us out. Our shows are always free and always funny.
Okay, excellent. Unscrewedtheater.org. Now, in this next segment on this program, we're going to talk about Online Protection 101 because I am on a mission to keep the public informed and safe online and to reduce the victim count of online crime. So we're going to consider two or three cybersecurity tips today, and ultimately a book with all the tips will become available for purchase. The last time we did this segment, we talked about being aware of what is around you, just being very aware, being aware of who is around you, where you are, and things like that. Also being aware of fake public Wi-Fi. So there are some people that create these Wi-Fi points and try to trick you into connecting, and that's where problems happen. So this brings us to tip number 64, and that is to get credit reports on your kids and infants. Now, here's the reason why. Your Social Security number, okay, credit reports, you wouldn't think that anything would happen to them, but there is a growing number of people that have some connections that are able to get numbers as they are released.
Right.
So if your family is having a child, they, especially in the United States, they are given a Social Security number. Now, you would think that nothing would happen to that Social Security number until they turn 18 and they start using it for credit or for, college tuition or, things like that, student loans. But, there are people out there that actually will start messing with those things early.
There's a lot of places they can steal them from. Doctor's office records. They'll have shady people who get jobs at a doctor's office to just steal information there. They can get them online. There was that gigantic Experian breach. I know I was a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So mine's out there in the wild.
All these breaches are coming up to something. So they are out there. So you just need to be aware. And the only way that you can protect yourself is just to make sure that you're looking at the credit report of all of your family members and not just the adults. Tip number 65, invest in tracking software. So, if your phone or your tablet is ever stolen, or goes missing, there's all kinds of things that you can leave on your phone, pictures, or even access to other websites that could be the lead key for getting other information and someone hacking your entire digital life. So you want to make sure that you know of a way to track your own phones. If you have an Apple phone, it's easy because they come with a tracking software kind of built in. But make sure that you're looking into some of these softwares that you're able to track your own phone. I know that I had my phone stolen from a bank, and they refused to go back to the cameras in this bank.
Right.
But I left it on the counter, and somebody else picked it up, and they never tried to find. And I ended up tracing them, and it was like one of the first. Even the sheriff was surprised.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was just an amazing experience. But if I couldn't track my phone, I was like in a state of despair where it's like our lives are like on there. If you lose
absolutely.
It, it's like part of you goes away.
Yeah, I had a work laptop stolen, and that was luckily we had all the security measures we needed to make sure that nobody could get anything off of it. But even so, it's scary.
Now, when you bring up laptops, so laptops usually don't come with tracking software, but there is a piece of tracking software that I've personally used, and it's actually free for one device or per account. It's called PreyProject.org, and it's basically it's basically a software that you just install in your program. You just install it onto the laptop, and there's a whole, you know, you create a file and all that, and it tracks it.
Awesome.
And there's actually a button where you can push that says that it's been stolen. And at that very moment, the next time somebody opens it up, it'll turn on the webcam, take a picture of the person that's at the computer, and then email it to you with a map of everything that they are.
That is fantastic.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. We're running out of time, but I wanted you to make sure that you listen to our show next week. We're going to have another excellent show. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. David is our co-host. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here at KVY, 1030 The Voice. We'll see you next week.